Alrighty, so this is Bio 160, and it is December 2nd. We're going to finish up the digestive system today. I think I'm done pretty much talking about everything about it, but we need to go over the study questions. And but before we do, I don't think I showed you this slide, and I was sorting my slides out, and this is a really nice picture in your book, so we should probably look it over. But where would you find something like that? Where would you find something like that? Of course, you would want to say the digestive tract, because that's what we're studying, but what part? The small intestine, right? And so this finger-like projection right there, what's the function of this projection? What does it do? Absorption. Well, why does it have that shape? Maybe somebody said, and I didn't quite hear. It increases the surface area or the doorway for absorption. So this is a villus. And you can see it's made up of thousands of cells, so it's not quite microscopic. You can sort of get a feel for what these things look like with your naked eye without a microscope. And it gives the lining of the small intestine kind of a, what, how would you describe the surface?
Velvety.
Yeah, velvety. Yeah, it gives it like a velvety appearance or even a touch or feel to it. And don't forget, you have capillaries in there, blood capillaries. So you have the arterial end of that capillary, here's the venous end of a capillary for absorption, but there's another vessel in there for absorbing something. What's that other vessel inside the villus? The lacteal that you see right in the very center, and that's important for absorbing what kind of stuff?
Fats.
Yeah, fats, lipids, either fats or lipids, right? Same thing. All right, so you should just be aware of that. And from this picture, I guess I can also see maybe like this cell right here. Is that on the screen? Sort of. That's a goblet cell for secreting mucus that helps protect the villus from being digested itself. And there are goblet cells in the stomach, too, that protect the lining of the stomach from being digested. All right, and let's see what else. Now, what can you not see on the surface of these cells because we haven't zoomed in enough? But it's something that also increases the surface area for absorption. Microvilli are going to be on the apical surface of each one of these cells. All right, so the villus increases the surface area for absorption. All of those microvilli increase the surface area for absorption. And in the small intestine, there's one additional structural feature that increases the surface area of the small intestine for absorption. And you should have that in your mind as being number one, and that is the circular folds, or the plicae circularis, or it goes by a number of different names. But I think your textbook just calls it circular folds. All right, so if you stretch all those things out, then the small intestine gets extremely long, even though it's only about 6 or 7 meters when it's inside your body. All right, so let's look at some of these questions. Know the structures which make up the elementary canal. So where would you want to start?
Mouth.
Yeah, so you got teeth in there, you got tongue, right? You got some salivary glands, but that's not really elementary canal. Those are accessory structures. So the canal is mouth, then the pharynx, then esophagus, going to the stomach. Okay, small intestine. What about the parts of the small intestine? Starting with the proximal, going to the distal. What are the three parts of the small intestine? You got duodenum, jejunum, and ileum. And then the ileum opens or empties into the large intestine. Okay, and then the large intestine goes, you got different parts to the large intestine, but we'll stay with, not describe all the little parts to it. Large intestine to the rectum, anal canal, then you're done. Okay. What are the four layers of the digestive tract? And what's their composition? So let's start with the deepest layer, the innermost layer. What's that? The deepest one that's on the inside of the lumen is the center part of the tube that the digesting material or chyme is flowing through. So the stuff that's in touch with the chyme, what's that? That's the mucosa. Yeah, that's what you said. I'm sorry. I must be going deaf in this ear. Mucosa. Okay, and then what's the next deeper layer? Submucosa. And then the muscularis or muscle layer, and then what do you have on the outside? The serosa. All right. All right, let's see. Next question. What's the function of the stomach?
Storage.
And mixing as well. Mixing of gastric juice with food that you eat. And it stores it until the small intestine is ready to digest and absorb. What substances does the stomach secrete to aid digestion? Pepsin, that's an enzyme. And hydrochloric acid. Pepsin needs hydrochloric acid. And the stomach also secretes something that's not necessary for digestion per se, but it's necessary for absorption. And that is intrinsic factor. Intrinsic factor is necessary for your GI tract to absorb vitamin B12. Okay. Okay, what are the three divisions of the small intestine? Yeah, duodenum, jejunum, ileum. We went over that already. Which is the proximal? Well, we set it in proximal to distal order. And what is the function of the small intestine? Yep, that's where all the big macromolecules are broken down into their basic building blocks, and your body can absorb those basic building blocks. Like proteins are broken down into amino acids, you absorb the amino acids. Complex sugars like starch are broken down into simple sugars. Your body absorbs the simple sugars. And fats are broken down into, for instance, like triglycerides, and then your body absorbs triglycerides. What's the function of the large intestine?
Water and salt absorption.
That's right, water and salt absorption. So everything that has all the nutrients should be out of the digestive tract before it gets to the large intestine. What happens if it doesn't? What does it produce? What we call malabsorption syndrome. Yeah, we talked about that last time, malabsorption syndrome. What vitamins are made in the large intestine? How are they produced? B12 and K?
Riboflavin.
Okay, fine with me. And they're, well, how are they produced? Who's in there building them for you?
Bacteria,
because you can't make vitamins yourself. So there are bacteria that make them. Okay, so you got to know the parts of the large intestine. Okay, where does the small intestine empty into the large intestine? The cecum. And then let's go below the cecum, inferior to the cecum, there's some lymphatic tissue underneath the cecum. That's the appendix, vermiform appendix. All right, but food doesn't go down into the appendix, all right, or digesting material. It goes up. What part of the large intestine is that? The ascending colon. And then it moves over to the other side of the body via the transverse colon, and then it descends again, descending colon. And then there's a sigmoid part, kind of S-shaped, that's the sigmoid colon. Okay, and then you got the rectum and anal canal. And then there's like big pockets. They're not really pockets, they're just kind of like bulges. They really shouldn't be pockets because that could be, that would be called a diverticulum or a tick. And that can trap food, and that can become infected. But those little bulges are called haustra. All right, and let's see what else is on there. There's a strip of muscle called the tinea coli on either side that run longitudinally with the large intestine. So what have I forgotten in terms of the large intestine? I think that's pretty much it. Everything. The curves. I don't think they're on your diagram, but where the large intestine ascends and then crosses over to the transverse section, there's a 90-degree bend right there. And that's by your liver. Sometimes we call that the hepatic flexure, but I don't think you have to know that in here. And then it crosses over and then it starts to descend where it makes that 90-degree turn to go down. That's by your spleen. We call that the splenic flexure sometimes. But I don't think that's in your book. But you'll run into it sometime. What organ secretes gastrin? The stomach secretes gastrin. And what effect does gastrin have on the stomach? It's stimulatory. So that increases motility, increases secretions from the stomach. What organ secretes secretin? That's going to be the small intestine. And what effect does secretin have on the stomach? So let me tell you how secretin is secreted again. When the stomach starts to push chyme into the small intestine, it's very acidic. All right, and it distends the small intestine. So that acidity and the distension causes the release of secretin. All right, which means what? That the small intestine is filled with acidic contents and that the stomach shouldn't push more stuff into the small intestine because the small intestine is busy. So secretin is going to decrease acid secretions from the stomach, and it's going to actually probably decrease motility as well of the stomach. So it's going to put the stomach in kind of a holding pattern until the small intestine is ready to do its job again. All right, so secretin also has effect on the small intestine. If it's telling the stomach to slow down, what's it telling the small intestine to do? To speed up, to get busy and digest and absorb all those nutrients. All right, so what effect does secretin have on the small intestine? It increases bicarbonate secretions, in particular to neutralize all that acid that's coming from the stomach. So increase, and bicarbonate is something that will neutralize an acid. Then number 8, what is the function of bile from the liver? It's got 2. Bile is made by the liver, can be stored in the gallbladder, okay? But it also neutralizes acids, just like bicarbonate does, all right, which helps protect the small intestine. And just as importantly, bile is important for lipid absorption and digestion. And remember, lipids don't dissolve in your body very well because they're what we call nonpolar molecules. They're hydrophobic. They don't like water. Like if you put a drop of oil on water, it won't necessarily mix with it. You need to have like a detergent that will emulsify that oil so it will dissolve in water. So that's what bile does. It will break down big droplets of fat into really, really tiny, almost microscopic droplets of fat so that digestive enzymes can work on them. And then number 9, what components can the liver store? What's stored in your liver? Glycogen. What the heck is glycogen, really? Glucose. Yeah, glycogen is just this big, huge molecule made up of thousands, maybe even tens of thousands of glucose molecules. Okay. And what else? Yeah, some vitamins, mostly fat-soluble vitamins. But water-soluble vitamins can't be stored in your body. And so whenever you void, you just urinate those vitamins right out of your body, like vitamin C. So that's why it's really hard to overdose or impossible to overdose on a water-soluble vitamin because you lose them all the time. But fat-soluble vitamins like A, B, D, E, K, you can overdose on those. They can become toxic because your body can store them. So you do have to be concerned about taking too many of those. And then the last two compounds that your liver can store are iron and copper. Yeah, iron and copper. Yeah, so Fe and Cu. Okay, so that's it for digestive system. All right, so I could move on to urinary system, or we could take the quiz right away. What would you like to do? We could like have a democracy here, like always. Maybe it doesn't matter too much, but your quiz is only going to be on the digestive system, so not urinary system. So today you got one on digestive system. Next Tuesday, is that right? Do you meet Tuesday? Yeah? Oh, that's right, and the final is on Thursday. Not this Thursday, but next Thursday. Yeah. I thought Tuesday, yeah. So today, Tuesday, and next Tuesday. That's to finish up your quizzes. Okay. So you want to take that quiz now? Okay, the digestive system quiz. So it's a little bit of a hassle because you got to put all your books away. Sorry. Clear the table off. Unless we have some questions. Oh, look, it says Thursday right here, quiz 14. Maybe. I think final start on the 10th, which is Wednesday. Okay. All right, so I'm going to stop the recorder because I won't talk during the quiz.